Attention, everyone. May I have your attention, please? Johnny and I have prepared something very special for you here. Now, let's have it, fellas.
When you hear the sound of thunder, don't you get too scared. Just grab your thunder buddy and say these magic words.
Oh!
Fuck you, thunder! You can suck my dick. You can't get me, thunder, because you're just God's butt.
Welcome once again to another fantastic episode right here in the Old Man Cave in the yard. It's the old man recovering from yet another Halloween spooktacular. I'll be talking more about that later on. We're so glad you guys showed up today. I got a lot of hate mail last week because we didn't have our most favorite co-host with me. So he's back and he's pissed. So it's going to be in a really great show. Ladies and gentlemen, David Isaac. David, you're only 2 weeks away from Justice League.
David. Oh, joy. Can you hear me?
I hear you just fine. I chuckled. I chuckled away from the microphone. Oh, joy. Of joy of joys. What's up, man?
Yeah. Not much, man. I have an echo going on. Hold on.
Okay. Play the light, happy music.
The Leftover Army Podcast is brought to you by NyQuil. The nighttime sniffling, sneezing, aching, coughing, stuffy head fever so you can watch TV in peace without your bloody fucking kids' medicine.
Let's see if that works. No, I still hear myself. And I couldn't hear the bumper.
Really?
I vote we keep all this in.
David, you sound great now. Is the echo gone? David?
Let me see. No, yeah, it's gone.
Okay, we'll keep going. And we'll keep it all in. Lynn?
Hell yes.
Lynn?
What?
Okay, perfect. Fantastic. So what you doing? What's up, David?
Oh, not much. Just waiting for the dish guy to come so I can get my TV back. Although I'm really glad the Patriots have a bye week, or else I'd be super pissed right now.
Why would you be pissed?
Because I wouldn't be able to watch it until fucking Dish Dude gets here, and God only knows when that's really going to be.
Right. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. Yeah, we were talking off here. You should seriously consider cutting the cord. Vitaly and I have
been trying.
I'll walk you through it. So simple. It's so simple. Although, quite frankly, as soon as you do it, then everything's going to change. Like, you know, all the Marvel shit's going off. Netflix is going to go on Disney. Everybody's going to be proprietary about their stuff. And then we'll all be spending $100 a month anyway. It's going to suck. Going to suck. I don't know. We'll see. But we're glad you're back. Also back with us and not as hungover. He brought his Lancer, I believe. It's Austin.
Hold it.
You're not that
pretty. I'm a bad man.
I shook up the world.
I'm young. I'm handsome. I'm fast. I'm pretty and can't possibly be beat.
I'm a bad man. You hear me?
I have a fucking Lancer, that's why.
Austin.
I always have my Lancer.
Dude, you sound so much better. That daylight savings time has been good to you.
Yeah. Oh, I needed sleep. I've been traveling, so...
Traveling? Where'd you travel?
Yeah, I was in Tallahassee Thursday, Friday, and yesterday.
Oh, wow.
For a sport conference. So
that must have sucked.
Yeah, so we left 5 a.m. yesterday, and then I had to work afterwards, and then I saw Thor. So it was just nonstop.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. What do you think of Tallahassee?
It was pretty. I missed the weather already.
Really?
I missed Florida weather. Yeah.
Oh, this is...
But the The campus is gorgeous. It's like a giant castle.
It's nice. Yeah, this is awesome weather. No humidity. You know?
Oh, yeah.
It's like beautiful. 80 yep. degrees, no humidity.
And I come back to 50 and raining.
Yeah, I get to go to Nashville for a week. It's going to be exactly that way. 50-some degrees and yuck. Oh, well, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
It is what it is. We're glad you're here, and we're glad you're having a good time. And now, one last person with us in the yard today, looking cute. It's Lynn. Lynn.
Yes.
How you doing?
Good.
Good. Speaking to the microphone.
Good.
All right. What you been up to?
Nothing much.
Did you have a good time last night?
Yes.
What did we do last night?
Went to dinner, then watched you get sneezed and get all... kind of like you were with a cat all night.
I was with a cat all night, kind of.
Nah, not really.
Yes, I was. David, do you have allergies?
I do not, thankfully.
Austin, you're allergic to cats too, aren't you?
Yes, they're the devil.
They're evil creatures. Sorry, cat lovers. They're evil creatures. So imagine, Austin, can you hang out in a car where somebody's had a cat in the car for an extended period of time and they haven't vacuumed it out and cleaned it out?
Maybe like 10 minutes.
Yeah, 90 minutes last.
Oh, God.
Yeah, yeah.
No, that wasn't on purpose. That was
no, it was not on purpose. It's just what fucking happened. So, you know, it is what happened.
Yeah, well, how long did it take for you to open the window, though? You should have opened it right away.
Like, that's going to do – would that do any – it wouldn't do any good, would it, Austin?
Yeah,
it would
have. Yeah.
Maybe, because then you could have just stuck your head out like a dog and avoided stuff.
Oh, do you know why dogs do that, by the way?
You should have opened all the windows.
Scent smells.
No. David, do you know why dogs stick their head out the window while you drive the car?
Because they wish they were on a motorcycle.
Well, the dogs love being on a motorcycle too. And you know why a dog sticks their head out the window when you're driving a car?
No.
Okay, so what happens is when they do that, the first time they do that, what all this air goes up their nose because of the way the nose is positioned, and it gets a dog high. You know what I'm saying? It's like a natural high for them. So once they figure that out, then they always want to do it. Does that make sense?
So explain them rolling in poop. Is that a natural high, too?
No, it's just because they're fucking stupid. Well, that, oh, gosh. You know, we could put that as a rant. But yeah, no, that was unexpected, but I'm not gonna bring up too much of that. I mean, that you know, they're our friends, and they mean well, and it was all great. You know, it's just that teenagers are stupid. You know what I'm saying? And I'll leave it at that. We were supposed to go pick somebody up last night, and they were an hour and a half late. And we'll leave it at that. Is that happened to you, David?
Huh?
Did you ever go pick up your kids, and they're supposed to be somewhere, and then you sit there and you wait for like an hour?
Yep. Great time management.
Well, Lynn and I were talking about this because I started listening to Jocko, and he's amazing. But how am I going to put it? Kids in general don't think about the future. You know what I'm saying? And millennials are just as bad, if not worse, because they're so fixated on the here and now, you know, with Twitter and Instagram and Facebook that they're incapable of thinking about the future. So when you ask somebody to start planning and thinking about the future is a really difficult thing. That's why teachers repeat all the time, hey, we have a test coming up on Friday and you should study. Hey, just want to remind everybody, we got a test coming up on Friday and you should study. And the reason that teachers do that is because they are very well aware that young brains haven't learned to think about the future yet. So anyway, this young brain clearly did not think. But that's okay. That's all right. I had a good time hanging with my buddy. and sneezing up my left lung. It was fantastic. It was cool. Anyway, hey, folks, we're going to have a shorter show today because David's got to meet the dish guy. And I feel sorry for you. So we're gonna shorten things up. We're gonna open the show with some rants because I know David's waiting for one. And then we're gonna got a little bit of some groovy shit to talk about, some Thor to talk about, and then we're gonna end with a plethora of some what the fuck news. We just got inundated with what the fuck news. Nothing on the list because I can't even. To quote you millennials, I just don't have time for it today, and maybe we'll do something next week. And Austin, why don't you come up with a list movie next week? How's that?
Me? Oh, wow. All right.
Yeah, why don't you think of one?
All right.
I'm sure it'll be glorious. That's your home.
Sure, Halls of Fury?
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be awesome. By the way, you know what just came out? You know what just came out? I saw it at Target. Batman versus Two-Face, the last Adam West cartoon.
Nice.
Yeah, so I'm going to see if I can't get that and get that for everybody. I have to watch that. Have to watch that. Yeah. At any rate, that's that. Let's go ahead and we'll move into some rants, everybody.
You know what really grinds my gears? You, America. Fuck you.
All right. People... not a big fan. And after this week, I'm really not a big fucking fan at all. But I'll turn it over to David because David's had a couple weeks to store up some rants. So go ahead, David.
Well, speaking of hating people, how in the fuck do you have Eric Wade on and then have him fucking impersonate me? Fuck you, fucking people. Are you kidding me? Come on. Eric Wade, dude. Seriously?
I thought Eric did a pretty good job.
I didn't even finish the episode. I was like sitting there listening to it at work, and I'm already frustrated. And I'm like, why the fuck is Scott playing my intro music? I'm like, what the fuck is this? And then when you're like, it's my brother from another mother, I'm like, get the fuck out of here. Who the fuck? And then when it was Eric Wade, I'm like, oh, get – fuck you. Like, I turned it off. I literally, like, stopped it, sat there, had to calm down. I'm like, okay, hold on. Started it back up, listened for a little bit. And I'm like, okay, not bad. And then you started in with the fucking impressions again. I'm like, oh, fuck you. You know what? I'm done. Done. Turned it off. Like, fucking Eric Wade. Come on.
See, no, this is great. This is return to form. This is fantastic. See, our listeners expect – that grouchiness every week. They expect the Oscar the Grouch out of David. I had nothing. I mean, you know, you had to go do what you need to do, and that's fine. That's great. I'm like, can anybody help us out? And Eric's like, I'm there. Last minute. Like
of
20 minutes.
He's always fucking there. He has
crushed
nothing else
it.
To do.
Crush fucking.
You think he's fucking unemployed again the way he fucking's podcasting lately. Dear God.
Well, you know, I'm heard he's starting up at least 3-4 podcasts with Rebecca. This week.
Yeah, it won't surprise me.
Well, I mean, Rebecca lost Paul, too, so go ahead.
Yeah.
So there's two down.
I don't know. I you know what? It was pretty damn funny. I'll give you that. But I was just, like, sitting there going, I'm, like, at work going, I can't fucking listen to this. I'm just going to get annoyed. Like, the minute I started listening to it, I messaged you and Eric. I'm like, fuck you. You know what? I was just like, God damn you guys.
But you just admitted funny. That it was funny.
Yeah, it was funny.
That's – we did that for our listeners. And so there it is. Well, so I'm glad you're back, David. Although, you know.
Yeah, me too.
Well, you know. So is Eric Wade banned from the show? You can't have Eric Wade on the show? Is that it?
Yeah, pretty much. I'm Eric Wade out. He's on the fucking supercast all the time now. He's
well, he almost had an
unofficial sidekick.
He is an unofficial sidekick. And by the way, we love Rebecca, but she's kind of like Hydra. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if two of her podcasts get shut down for whatever reason, like three will take its place. Three more will pop up, which is great because I love listening to Rebecca. So that's totally awesome. So anyway, what else you want to rant about?
Oh, fuck. I don't know. That was first and foremost on my mind. Fuck Dish. Fuck the hassle of it all. It's
so what happened with your dish?
No, we had a storm on last Sunday night, and it was really windy. Fucking blew a bunch of shit down. And it must have not, like, skewed my satellite dish, so we weren't getting the signal. But we didn't really notice it until fucking, I'm going to say, like, probably Tuesday, because we didn't have time to fucking watch anything. Actually, I don't even know that we noticed it until Wednesday. And we'd been assuming that our shows were recording all that shit. And then when we turned it on, it wasn't working. I'm like, oh, you've got to be fucking kidding me. So I fucking went out, had to pull down a tree. Fucking, it's just been a mess. And I'm over it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, here in Florida, we would get rain fade. Do you get rain fade or snow fade up there?
What the fuck is that?
When it rains so hard that you can't get satellite signal, so...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that happens all the time.
Hey, Lynn, do you miss rain fade, honey?
No.
Does it ever happen anymore?
No.
No. David, I'm telling you right now. PlayStation Blue. Just join the Joe Vitale, Old Man Shooty, PlayStation Vue fan club. You'll love it. And you'll save a lot of money. I don't know how much you're spending. $35 a month. I got grandfathered in. I think it's up to 40 now, but $40 a month. But you can watch up to 5 TVs at once on it. And then you just get your locals with an antenna. You go to Home Depot, get an off-air antenna, get one that you put outside. It'll cost you $35 up front. Yeah, so there's some costs getting the Fire Sticks or Apple TV, wherever the F you want to use to put them around. But in the long run, dude, you're going to be saving money. And then you can go buy collectible shit and have a, you know, because Jordan's broke now. So, I mean, you could be talking about your group every week.
Yeah.
You know, I've saved money. Shooty helped me cut the cord. I bought this Kotobukiya or whatever the hell they're called, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. Do it. So that's awesome. I just hate Dish in general. But
yeah, me too.
I just hate him in general.
I'm not a fan.
No. But you know, if you want help, let us know. Or if you don't want me to help you, have Vitaly help you.
Yeah,
Vitaly would probably drive up to your fucking house and do it because you'd be like, no, yeah, I'll do it so for much. You.
Yeah, it's not so much me. It's really trying to convince the wife that we're not going to miss anything that she likes to watch and shit. So
you will not.
I know.
Glorious.
I know.
It's glorious. Yeah. We were watching TV all day yesterday out on the lanai. You know,
nice.
And there's no cable out to my lanai, but I can watch live TV out there and I can watch Netflix out there. It's awesome. Anyway, speaking of hanging out with my wife, how's it going, honey?
Good.
So you were talking earlier about dogs. You want to talk about dogs?
You want one? Anybody want one?
No, absolutely not.
What's Cuddles been up to?
He's annoying little shit.
Why is he an annoying little shit?
He's just, every morning he drives us nuts. Just.
Well, what is he doing every morning driving you nuts?
He just jumps off the bed, runs around. He's just freaking annoying. Just annoying. Today when he went off the bed, he fell off the bed, actually. Just being stupid. It's just really annoying. It's been annoying lately.
So what did you find out about Cuddles when you took him to the vet? They talked about his teeth?
Oh, yeah. When we lock him up, he's been trying to get out of the cage, and he ground his teeth down.
He can get out of the cage. One of these days, I'm going to leave the lock off the cage, and I'm going to record it. So you guys can watch our dog pull a hoop fucking Dini and get out of the cage, you know? But apparently it's ground. He's going to have no twofers. So we put him in the lumberjack outfit to mellow him out, put up the outfit of shame. Did that help, Lynn?
No, it's not. No, he's still licking himself too.
Yep. And then yesterday you cut all his hair off, so now we have naked Cuddles, mm-hmm. Right? Yeah, no. Every day, this dog jumps on my Johnson to wake me up, and then and it doesn't matter what time it is. He's got to go.
He doesn't have any, what do you call it? The, what are those teeth they have on each side of your mouth?
Molars?
No.
Wisdom fangs. Teeth?
No, uh-huh. Fangs.
Bicuspids?
Your two teeth you have in the front there that come down. Kind of like Dracula, you know, those two teeth that come down.
Fangs.
They're all ground down.
Well, that's unfortunate. Yeah. All right, so if anybody wants a dog, they should call you.
Yep.
The mama, we don't want to give you no cuddles.
Yeah, whatever.
Or I can just take him to the pound.
You're not going to take him to the pound. You love him too much. I know you. You're going to go to the pound with cuddles and come back with four more dogs.
No. Oh,
yeah, you will.
Oh, hell no. No.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, I fell in love with this one. Oh.
No.
Mm-mm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah.
Nope.
And then Cuddles and Princess are beating up on Gizmo. And all the poor Gizmo wants to do is go outside, and they're barking at him. At any rate, so that's fine. How was your Halloween, honey? How was Halloween?
It was good.
It was great. So yeah,
you look good. Your mask was really good.
Yeah, this is Eric Mirabal. Now, if we had worn that on the trolley deal, we would have won the contest. By the way, we didn't win a fucking thing. The cheerleaders won. Motherfucking cheerleaders won. And then two people that weren't even in the running, like maybe got 20 votes each, won something. So it was a complete sham. But that's all right. Got a lot of love. That's fantastic. We had a lot of kids. I posted the videos of the kids. Oh, by the way, right in front of our fucking house, at 6 o'clock at night, I hear this boom. And I look over my shoulder, and there's this car like on two wheels. Like it hit another car and it went up in the air, kind of a thing, like a good 5 feet in the air. I'm like, holy shit. You know, so people are so fucking crazed over getting parking on the fucking wherever and getting their free fucking candy that they're not watching where they're going. There were three accidents on our street Halloween night. That's unfucking believable. You know what I'm saying? Unbelievable. Oh, by the way, city of Cape Coral, if you know you've got a massive amount of people coming in one area for tricks or treats, maybe you might want to send a couple patrol cars down there to help with traffic. I'm just saying, because it may save some people some insurance money in the long run. So that was great. James and Jessica came over and they kicked ass and helped us put stuff up and all this groovy shit, and you look really cute, honey, in your little scarecrow outfit and all that good stuff. And man, just a shit ton of kids. But what pisses me off more than anything are these fucking parents that have no respect for nothing. Like, so kids, I can totally get, hey, you know, kids are going to be kids. And we put up like a little fence, you know, stakes in the ground. And next year, I think you can get those snow fences or whatever. Like they're either white or orange, and they look like little plastic fences. You guys seen those, right? Yeah. So we had 22 feet high stakes in the ground with caution, do not cross, all across both sides of the driveway so that people don't walk into stuff and break shit, right? And do you think that kept people out? No. And you know who it didn't keep out? Fucking parents. So, you know, these people from other neighborhoods come over to our neighborhood to trick or treat, and they come up. And this guy walks over the barrier, walks over to the big ass scarecrow pumpkin fucking monster, and takes a picture with him. I'm pointing at him going, get the hell off my yard, you asshole. I mean, why do you think that's there? Are you stupid? Like, if it was your 12-year-old fucking kid, I'd buy into that, but it's not. You're a 40-some-year-old asshole that thinks this is funny. And then this other couple, and God knows where they were from. And so I've got a hedge wall in the front of the house. So we put spiders, big giant inflatable spiders out there. And they're getting pictures of their kids in front of the spiders. Now, I didn't put a fence up in front of that, but I'm going to have to do that next year because they're like banging on these things. And they're not cheap, man. These things are not cheap. I spent my own money so I can help, you know, We're going to celebrate with the community. That's the kind of guy I am. But don't fucking destroy my shit because you want a picture. You know, and I'm sitting there yelling at him. I hate to say this. I'm going to sound horrible. I guarantee you they didn't speak English. So I was sitting there going, no touch, no touch, point, 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 no touch. And finally, they got their kids, little kids away from them. They walked away. I shit you not. 5 minutes later, they're back getting more pictures because I shushed them up. I had to go shush them off my lawn again. You fuckers, get away from my stuff. It's just so, just so disrespectful. And then my neighbors, who were my real neighbors, came by and they were pointing it out and they were shaking their heads too, saying, some people, this is why we can't have good things. You know what I'm saying? This is why we can't have good things. Can you show, adults are supposed to show respect and they're not. And when they don't, it's just terrible. And then the last thing, and this is funny, you can laugh at this. So it's early in the night and this little brat of a girl walks up to me, and I'm terrifying, right? So I know I'm terrifying because Rebecca Dalen can't even look at me, right? That's a terrifying outfit. And I took like 9 million selfies with people, and that was a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun. But, okay, so this little girl, I'm maybe 12, 11, 12, somewhere in there, right? Walks up, goes, "You're not scary." And then she turns around to get in line to get fucking candy. So when she did that, I start sneaking up on her, and her mom goes, "Don't you do that to her." And I looked at her, and then she's like, "You're creeping me out. Don't you scare my kid." And I'm like, "Your kid just totally took a shot at me saying I wasn't scary. She's going to get free fucking candy." You know what I'm saying? It's my manhood that she put on the line now. I'm just going to scare her, give her a little boo, and she'd be scared. But that's a terrible thing. That's okay. Your little brat monster kid can go tell people to go fuck themselves all day long, because I guess that's okay, right, Mom? Jesus Christ. I was actually dumbfounded that Mom would say something like that. Because if it were you, Austin, and you went up to some guy who put a lot of effort in something, he had a big scary costume on, and you said, "That's not scary," and you're being all cool and shit, and that guy fucking turned around and scared the living pants out of you, I would have been, you deserve that. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Am I out of line? Maybe I'm out of line.
No, I'd agree.
You know, you never did that, which is good.
No, because I'm not stupid.
Well, you're not asked to get scared.
That too.
Then you come over at Christmas time when we watch The Mist.
Oh my God, I'm still mad about that.
Absolutely. All right. So anyway, that's my fucking Halloween rant. It's over. But the great thing is we had our friends. Shit, it took the better part of, if we counted all the time we put in putting that stuff out, it was like 2 solid days working, putting it up. And the 4 of us took it down in 30 minutes, honey.
Yeah.
That was awesome. That I cannot tell you how awesome that was. It was like, whoosh, gone. I'm like, holy shit. And I'll have to take tomorrow off from work to clean this shit up. It was great. It was awesome. So any All Hallows Eve stories from anybody else? Austin, David?
No, I didn't go out.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Your kids didn't go out?
I don't have kids.
No. Well, my wife, no, not really. My kid went to a Halloween party at his friend's house, and then my daughter went out with my wife and stuff, and I stayed home and kind of handed out candy. I pretty much put a bowl on the front porch and was like, "We need to fuck along."
There you go.
Yeah.
And it was all gone too, wasn't it?
No, actually it wasn't.
Are you kidding me? Normally the first kid that walks up on the bowl that's at the front, they're the jackpot winners, right?
Yeah, pretty much. No, I went out there and there's still like, we don't get many kids anyway, so it was kind of,
it's sad, isn't it?
Yeah. It's like whatever. But no, it was nice. I just kind of had a nice night at home.
There you go. That's cool. Fantastic. All right, everybody. Hey, listen, if you have any rants or All Hallows Eve stories that you want to share with us, either now or next year, you can go ahead and email us at leftoverarmy@gmail.com. Put yard somewhere in the title, and we'll be sure to read it. Or you could also email us at yardtales@iLoveCheesyPoos.com. We'll read that as well. We're going to go ahead and move along in the interest of time and all things funny. and talk about some groovy shit.
Groovy.
All right, it's that time of the week when we talk about groovy shit. We only got a couple things, but oh, I forgot to put this on the show flow. Does anybody know what yesterday was? It was Saturday. Yeah, I know. Does anybody know what yesterday was? Austin?
I have no idea.
Lynn?
No, no idea.
David?
No fucking clue.
It was Godzilla's fucking birthday. Godzilla's fucking birthday. Oh.
Happy birthday. Past birthday to the man.
Dude, okay, what's your favorite Godzilla movie? Austin.
No, I think we should ask David first.
Oh, yeah, what's your favorite Godzilla movie, David?
Godzilla. I don't know. Fucking, I don't know. I like old Godzilla movies. He fucking stomps on Tokyo. Destroys shit.
The older, the better.
Yeah.
Austin?
The older ones, like David was saying. I don't know all the titles.
Which, oh, come on, you watched them incessantly with me when you were a kid.
Versus Mecha? That one was pretty good.
Godzilla versus Mecha Godzilla 2?
Sure.
Oh, dude, I think I said that.
Sure. I don't know the titles.
Whatever. Sure.
Whatever. Sure. Lynn, do you like Godzilla?
Yeah, the older ones.
I don't see?
Yeah.
Ask her a title now.
Yeah.
Yeah, wait, title.
Yeah, what's your favorite Godzilla movie, honey?
The older one, the older ones when you grew up.
Which one?
Yeah, I don't know.
Exactly.
Yeah, Scott, what the hell are you doing?
What do you mean? What am I doing?
You're getting technical here.
That's not technical, and I asked a question. It's a very simple question. There's been like, 30 some odd movies.
I know. That's what I'm
saying. If you can remember the name of one of them.
Well, the new ones.
Godzilla.
There you go.
Is there not a movie called Godzilla?
There are three movies called Godzilla.
Yeah, see? So we all named one. Godzilla.
That's right. All right. It's Godzilla's birthday. So that was awesome.
Which one's yours?
Huh?
Which one's yours?
You know which one's mine. You guys don't like that one. Actually, I love Final Wars. You guys hate it. I love it for what it is. It is just a big shit ton of fun. And I also love Godzilla vs. Destoroyah, which was the end of the... Yes, see? Godzilla vs. Destoroyah is awesome. That's where they got burning Godzilla, David. Like, he's going to explode because, you know, he's fired by nuclear energy. So his nuclear energy is... come in unstable, so he's going to explode. And if Godzilla explodes, it will destroy the entire world. And that's pretty awesome. But they still got to put another big giant monster for him to fight, which is awesome. And then the humans are trying to figure out how to stop him from exploding, but also kill the other big giant monster. It's pretty cool. You maybe check that out, but you'll probably hate it, which is fine. Anyway, happy birthday, Godzilla.
Maybe not.
Maybe not. Oh, we'll send it to you. Austin, where are you at on Stranger Things?
The final episode to watch. I watched most of it yesterday flying and then before work. So I have the last episode left.
Sweet. And
yeah, it's pretty tubular, bro.
Did you just say it was tubular, bro? Really?
Yeah, I made a reference. I do not like the Chicago episode though. I think it's stupid, but I get what you were talking about last week for like why they did it. So
well, they totally did it so they could have 9 episodes. That's why they did
No, they did it. I think they did it because they were setting up next season. I think 8's gonna play a major part in next season.
Did you like the Chicago episode?
Not overly, no.
The Oliver Twist episode, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm
calling it. The Warriors episode is what I like to refer to.
The Warriors.
It did feel like they did it because they had an extra episode to fill, but at the same time, there was this
kind of, well, there's more than just 11 out there. There's others. And it, if you're going to bring them into the world, you kind of have to introduce them and introduce their motivation. So I think this was kind of a way to kind of set up next season and get deeper into that, as opposed to like really relying on the Upside Down so much. Because I think there's only so much with the Upside Down you can do before it runs its course. So if you start introducing the other kids from the facility, and you have different places to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we never got your rating, official rating, David.
Oh, it's a I Tupperware that season. It's not nearly as good as season one at all. But season one to me is a different creature altogether. The bond that you build with the kids during that first season, you're never going to be able to duplicate that. And so I think they did the next best thing was showing them kind of on their own and developing their actual characters, so that when you do have next season and they're all together, you kind of know what they've gone through to get to this other journey story that you're going to end up doing in season three. So I really liked it. I didn't have the problems that people have with it. I get, but I don't feel that they're as egregious as some people do. They're like, oh, what the hell. I just had a thought and it vanished. Fuck. Fuck. I don't know.
Whatever. All right.
I really,
the new characters are really, really cool.
Yeah. I loved Bob. I like at first he just really seemed like he was going to be an annoying character, but the arc that he kind of ended up having, I really enjoyed, and how it was just like that went from almost disastrous to absolutely brilliant. Bob was a highlight in that season for me. I loved fucking Hopper and Eleven's relationship stuff. I think that was just spot on. Like every parent's been there with their kids and knows what he was doing, but at the same time you can kind of you've Eleven made her point really well, and the way they played off of each other was just fucking remarkable this season. So I think season two had some positives. Now I remember, I think what hurt a lot of people was watching a repeat of season one before they watched season two. I think if you give yourself distance from those two seasons, you'd end up liking season two better. But everyone that I've heard that watched season one and then watched season two all kind of had issues with that. They felt the issues with season two were more egregious. So I was really glad that I didn't watch season one beforehand.
Yeah, I didn't want to rewatch it, but yeah, I like season two a lot. I mean, I'm the Tupperware it, and I don't think it's as good as season one, but that's only because, you know, you only get that first special time once, right? So there's magic in the first season that you can't go back and get. Like, you know, your favorite movie that's coming out is going to try to pull an Avengers, and they're not going to be able to do it. You know what I'm saying? It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, you only get one shot at that, and Marvel kicked it out of the park. They crushed it, right? So you're just not going to get that again. So at any rate, Austin, finished fucking Stranger Things.
Yeah, but yeah, I agree. Tupperware, and then not as good as first season.
But Bob. Yeah. Bob's awesome.
Bob, I like Max too a lot. So
yeah, I like Max too, actually. I think she was a good character to introduce. I think they could have done without Billy, but I didn't mind him. I think the thing that annoyed me was it kind of like as the season went on and the worse he got, and the more you hated him, you almost felt like there was going to be more to do with him towards the end. And I think that was kind of a disappointment. All of a sudden, you know, you get the one scene with him at the end and it's just kind of done and over with, and he's not really part of the overall ending picture. And I'm like, well, what's the point of just having the kid as an asshole the whole season to kind of beast him at the end? It felt Marvel villain-esque almost.
Billy's Zac Efron, right?
It's not Zac Efron. Yeah. Zac
Efron's evil brother. I don't know that it's actually Zac Efron, but yeah.
Warrior's going to call Zac him
Efron. He looks just like fucking Zac Efron. I'm telling you that right now. It would have been cool if it was Zac Efron. I would have hated him more. It would have been great. Been awesome.
He has a nice car.
Yeah, he does. Way too nice a car for an asshole like that. Yeah. All right, so Thor Ragnarok came out. We saw it Thursday. Austin just saw it last night. David, I know you saw it. So we're just going to go round table and get thoughts on it. I'll start with David. Thor Ragnarok.
I'm going to let you guys go first.
Uh-oh.
That's
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, God.
All right. Austin, Thor Ragnarok.
Comedy, fun, Tupperware. I had a blast with the movie. I thought it was great. They could have done a little bit less jokes throughout. There are some that just didn't fit, like in the ending with the rock dude.
Korg. His name is Korg.
I couldn't remember his name.
Michael Waititi played Korg, by the way. I didn't know that afterwards. That's pretty fucking cool.
But I liked the overall story, the building up of the characters and Thor. I thought it was probably the best Thor movie that we've got. And then the development of Hulk as Hulk. And then, yeah, I enjoyed it a lot, so I'd Tupperware it. I'd watch it again. So.
All right, cool. Lynn, Thor Ragnarok, what'd you think?
Very good. I'm Tupper too. Wish he didn't cut his hair, though. I like him with his long hair.
Yeah, but how he got his haircut was pretty fucking epic. That was
great. Oh, yeah, it was epic. Yeah.
That was one of the best cameos I've ever seen, by the way. That was great. And he's just laughing like, I'm like, that's awesome. That was totally awesome. What was your favorite part of Thor Ragnarok?
When they were in the rink with Hulk and him. And Hulk, when they were in the ring.
Uh-huh. Okay.
That was pretty cool.
Awesome. Awesome. I'll let David go last because this is gonna be great.
You don't like the play, Lynn, at the beginning?
The play?
The play
with Matt Damon as Loki.
Yeah.
And it was when we recorded the Supercast episode last night, I forgot to read the credits to see who was playing Thor, and I'm like, what the fuck? I know who it is. It was fucking Chris Hemsworth's brother Liam playing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was like, oh my god, that is fucking brilliant. So I think Joe said that. Joe or Kirby told me it was Liam, and I fucking, that made me laugh so fucking hard. I'm like, oh, that's so smart.
I all knew that Matt Damon had the cameo in there because that got leaked. So I'm like, I'm looking for him. Where's Damon? And then you see him. And then I'm like, oh, that's brilliant. It was absolutely brilliant. It was so well played. That was really well played. I was very, very happy about that. I have to go see this movie again. And the reason I have to see this movie again is, man, I just had a really shit day at work Thursday. And then we were going to go out. And then some things happened on the way out. And then some other things happened right before the movie. I got some. You ever get a flaming email? And it was at freaking 7 o'clock at night. And I shouldn't have. You know, it just showed up. It's just happenstance. I checked it, and it just kind of ruined my mood. So that sadly had an effect on me. I mean, the theater's packed. I had a really good time. So I'm gonna high taste it. I mean, I really had a good time with it. There's no substance to the movie. I'll just say that. There's no sense of impending doom or danger whatsoever in this film. And so because of that, it lacks an impact. But I don't think it meant to do that, because it really just kind of redefined Thor and really helped, because, you know, Thor's really struggling from a character perspective. That second movie did not help him at all. And so, you know, when they're making a shit ton, this movie's going to make a shit ton of money, right? This is Guardians of the Galaxy level, you know, money-making machine that this movie's going to be. And so that was great. And I love all the little Easter eggs for Planet Hulk. Meek was in there. He's one of my favorite characters from Planet Hulk, and that was great that he was around. And you know, the whole gladiator scene was great. I wish I hadn't seen all of it before it happened. My favorite part, have to say, is the Immigrant fucking song.
Yeah.
So every time the Immigrant song came on, I just lost my shit. You know what I'm saying? Not just because I love that song. When Brett Favre played for the Vikings, that was their run into the field song. They got permission from Led Zeppelin. Now it seems like Led Zeppelin's given that song out to everybody, but it was fucking perfect. And for us to hear it twice was great. So in the beginning, when you hear the Immigrant song, and I was like, yes. And they're, you know, whipping around the hammer and all that good stuff. I'm like, that was badass. And then at the end, when, you know, King Thor shows up and he's, you know, doing his electric powers and shit, and they play it again and everything goes slow motion, I'm like, oh, Kirby's going to hate this. But yeah, bring it. Slow motion with the Immigrant song is better, I think. So at any rate, I'm going to high taste it. And again, it's just because I didn't feel like there was any weight to anything. And I'm going to have to go re-see it again when I'm in a better mood. And again, part of me is like in the back of my head thinking about, well, tomorrow on Friday, I'm going to have to take care of this, 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 and this, and I don't want to do it. David.
Well, I got to say, I'm surprised that your rating is actually a high taste it and not a taste it from the sounds of what you are saying, because I think this film does has substance. I think this film actually does work as far as pushing Thor ahead, and I think they did it really well and tying it to the overall MCU film. I actually high tasted this, but my problems with it were more of the excessive use of comedy in it. I think when the comedy in this is natural, it works fucking super well. But when it feels like it went Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 kind of reaching for the jokes, and I don't think you needed it. I think it actually hurt some of the characters. Like, I think it hurt Scourge when you first meet him. I think it hurt his overall character. I think there's moments where they tried to write lines for Hela to be funny, and I don't think that it helped her character at all. Although, given that, I think Hela's one of the best Marvel villains so far. I think she was powerful. She brought a real threat. And in the end, she wasn't even technically the real threat to Asgard, which I thought was really smart and done really well. Right. And I liked how they it would have been weird to have Hela as Loki's daughter. So I like the way they wrote around it and made her the first sibling that got banished by Odin. I think that was really smart. I think they pulled it off really well. But yeah, I had an issue with the comedy, the excessive use of comedy when it's not needed. I think a lot of Thor stuff was really good, but I think like the Grandmaster's area with their, it was like super jokey time. And I think that could have been toned down a lot. And I fucking hated what they did to Korg, and like the way he talked, and like that, I would have been fine with the voice, but he just seemed like comedic relief through that whole sequence of the movie, where it just that character in Planet Hulk wasn't comedy. You know, it wasn't, you know, he was a fucking gladiator. They were, those are real stakes for those people. Like, it's not really a joke. I don't like what they did with Meek. I think if you're going to throw in those elements of Planet Hulk, at least keep those characters kind of true to who they are, because they could actually play really well in the Marvel Cinematic Universe if you do them right. But if you're just throwing them away as comedic relief, it's not needed. So, like, that drove me kind of insane. Other than that, I think this fucking film is great. I just, the things that I have to knock it for, I knocked Guardians for, so I can't rightly not knock it, knock Thor for the same thing. So that's why it's a high taste it for me.
Right. Well, fair enough. Yeah. I don't know. The jokes were great. And some, when they didn't land, it felt, ugh.
Yeah.
Like, although you got to admit the whole sun's going down.
Yeah. Bit. That fucking killed me. Made me laugh when they were in the arena and he's like sitting there going, the sun's going down, big guy. I fucking died laughing. I'm like, that might be one of the funniest fucking jokes of the whole movie. Like, that was really well played.
Well, it's, you know, Marvel admitting that was stupid, you know? So Marvel is like, yeah, it was pretty stupid. I think it's great for a studio to go ahead and say, yeah, that was pretty fucking stupid. What'd you guys think of Doctor Strange? Austin, what do you think of Doctor Strange?
Oh, he was great.
Yeah.
He was a lot of fun in that whole scene.
And his fucking outfit looks so good. Like, yeah. Seriously, that looked more like Doctor Strange than any other Marvel character has looked like themselves in this movie. Like, I was like, holy shit, that is, like, I want that figure. That figure is going to look dope. The yellow gloves and the way, and I think it was smart to, like, cut back on how comedy driven doctor, not comedy driven, because I don't think Doctor Strange had the comedic beats like these movies, but like, he was always kind of witty, and I think they downplayed that where he wasn't so witty. He was really dry, and I think it played off Thor really well. But I think that was one of the better scenes in this movie, where the whole, like, the one real comedic beat where he's calling for Mjolnir and it's flying through the house and you hear shit breaking and they're just kind of standing there looking at each other like, really? And like, that fucking cracked me up. I think that was really well done.
Cool. Awesome. And then a real nice Defenders tie-in too. Real nice nod there for all that. One last question, then I'll let everybody go. Valkyrie, what did we think of Valkyrie?
I liked Valkyrie. I didn't like her introduction. When she came out and was drunk, I wouldn't have mind her like acting kind of drunk, but falling off the side of the ship was kind of like, I'm like, yeah, that's slapsticky. Come on, seriously. Let's, that character is going to be like badass. You don't need to do that. If you're going to portray her as drunk, do it, but don't make her fucking like fall down sloppy drunk. I just don't think that would happen.
Right. Cool. Lynn, did you like Valkyrie?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Awesome. All right. Well, hey, if you guys have, I mean, we could talk ad nauseum about it, but I mean, everybody's going to talk Thor Ragnarok. So why do you want to listen to us talk about it? So we'll go ahead and we'll let you go. I'm sure you did 2-3 hours on it on the Supercast, and Pop Culture Leftover is going to talk about it for a day and a half. And just, you know, it was a good movie. I had a good time. It was great. Go see it again. All right, everybody. We're going to move from the groovy shit. We've got some email to read.
And now some email from the yard.
That's right. Every week we get together, we read some email sent in from you folks. We actually got some this morning. Best way to get a hold of us is either Leftover Army, the email for that group, leftoverarmy@gmail.com. Or you can email us at yardtales@ilovecheesypoof.com. And if you write to us, unlike other shows, we'll read it. So, Austin, you've got the First email there from Brother Gafford.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead and read it.
Titled Scary as Fuck Movies for Tales from the Yard.
There you go. All right. So let's hear what Jared's got.
Good opener, yeah. Hey, everyone. Just wanted to throw out a movie that terrified me as a child. I was never really allowed to watch horror movies as a kid, nor have I ever really enjoyed horror movies. But I was only 11 when The Fellowship of the Ring came out, and those ring wraiths scared the living crap out of me. I had nightmares about getting murdered by a ring wraith for probably a whole year after seeing that movie. It was so bad that I couldn't sleep unless I had the closet light on, my door open, and some kind of music playing. Anyways, you guys are awesome. Keep up the good work. Oh, apparently we're doing good work, guys. Yay. sincerely, Jared.
Jared, all right, great. Thoughts on the ring race being scary? Or is Jared a pussy?
I was just going to say, it's probably a good thing he didn't watch horror movies as a kid, because if the ring race scared him, could you imagine what something like Halloween would have done to him?
Fucked him up for life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Austin?
I haven't seen it. So.
You've seen Lord of the Rings.
I thought it was a different movie. Whatever.
No, The Fellowship of the Ring.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that in a long time.
I remember being more afraid of falling asleep in that first fucking movie. That's for sure. That was long, boring ass movies. What that was. Sorry.
Yeah.
I know they're going to come after me, but God, that movie was, that's hard. Ugh. The ring, bring more ring wraiths. Scare me. Lynn, have you seen The Fellowship of the Ring?
Mm-mm.
Alrighty. Well, maybe it's something we can watch together. Do you want to now?
For 3.5 hours?
Wow.
Guess not.
Actually, I prefer the old animated.
Oh, that was great.
One.
Remember that?
I think that one was a lot better than the actual Fellowship of the Ring.
The Two Towers was great. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. When
I think the last two movies are really good. The Fellowship of the Ring is fucking so fucking long and boring. Like I totally agree with you, but there is something about that animated one.
Oh yeah, it was psychedelic, freaky, cool shit. You and your buddies watched it and went, "What the hell is this?" It was great.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for writing in, Jared. Jared, to watch that movie again. Sleep, you know. Just tell yourself that Batman's in the closet. He's gonna knock him out.
Tom Cruise.
Oh Jesus! All right, let's go to the the next email. It'll usher in our last segment for today. Go ahead, Austin. What's the next one?
It's a link.
Who's
from Ty Purvis.
Ty Purvis.
Yeah, and I'm gonna open this link now.
Yeah, what's the link called?
Oh God! Should parents use muzzles to keep their babies quiet in public?
All right. Pause right there. This is gonna bring us right into the what the fuck news of the week. All right. Should parents use muzzles to keep their babies quiet in public? Austin, read a little bit of the article.
Silence is golden, but is it preventable? For young children, babies especially, loud noises are part of their culture. In fact, usual quietness in a baby can oftentimes be seen as a sign of something being not quite right. Still, people can be stubborn. The world apparently revolves around their eardrums, and the prospect of donning toddlers' mouths with muzzles has entered the conversation. Should it be fine for parents to buffer their babies' blaring? Keep reading. Noise pollution. The world is filled with so many kinds of noises. In a way, noises have become something of a pollutant, especially the younger versions of us, the babies. Should we shut them up? Airplane rides, annoying trips to the mall, disturbing movie theaters. That's why they should put muzzles.
It's called the baby muzzle. Read about the baby muzzle. This is ingenious.
Oh,
Sorry.
I was still scrolling. The baby muzzle. There's a Japanese product available called the baby muzzle, which is designed primarily for newborns to three-year-olds, specifically newborns to three-year-olds who won't stop crying. But is this product as easy fix or a bigger problem.
I'll read the next paragraph and then we'll talk about it.
The baby muzzle works similarly to the way noise-reducing headphones work. It cuts out noise frequencies and gives parents some volume vacation. No more need to shush the baby. There's a product that'll do it for you.
That's awesome. Okay. David, your thoughts. Muzzling your baby.
I would like to muzzle other people's babies, but I don't really think that that's legal. I don't have babies, but I know it's not even babies that I necessarily mind. It's like incessant toddlers who just talk and like, why? Like those are the motherfuckers that need to be muzzled. It, crying babies are crying babies, man. Fucking there's no control. They cry because they know nothing else. They're either crying because they're hungry, because they have shit, or they are tired. There are usually three things that a baby needs, and if they're crying, it's one of those three things. Fucking toddlers who don't shut up is the real problem.
So you should
see, that's a baby who just took a shit and needs its diaper changed.
That's right.
See that? Yeah, that's the oh my god, I crap my pants. Okay, that so. I can deal with that. It's the nonstop fucking incessant questions. And if you're trying to do something and all you hear is just a little voice that doesn't stop talking and asking about shit over and over and over again, it's not even like just different questions. It's the same one you've answered for the last 5 minutes in a row. Those are the motherfuckers that need to be muscle.
Do they need leashes on them too? You know, putting leashes on those kids as well?
No, because if you really want to just kick one off the cliff, you don't want them to be able to be like, you don't want them to have like the safety net of being able to catch them before they get kicked over.
Okay, mom. Muzzling babies. What do you think, Lynn? How about muzzle for the dogs, too?
Yeah, that's what I'm fucking talking about.
Yeah.
Muzzle the baby.
Yeah. I never took my kids out when they were little like that. I never did any of that. And I don't know.
Right? Yeah, like Heather went on a your daughter took a trip to Tennessee. And she's asking everybody, what are some tips for my one-year-old on the plane? And I looked at you and I said, don't take your one-year-old on the plane. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. I guess Madison fell asleep, so that's great. That's fantastic.
Yeah, you drug him. Give him some Benadryl or whatever, you know.
Drug him. That's right. Give him some NyQuil, right? Yeah. Yeah. That's great. Austin, muzzle on the baby?
Nah. I don't think you should do that.
Really?
No.
Yeah, but they're doing it in Japan.
That's Japan.
Yeah, it's even because
they got a fucking million people being born in Japan. That's a lot of baby crying. A
lot of crying. Yeah. Noise reducing baby. I think it's great. I think it's genius. By the way, if they had these here in the United States and your daughter's looking for one, hey, here you go. Put this on her when you get on the plane and make sure you give her some NyQuil so she'll sleep. But you've all been, and you know, that's a tough position for any parent, but I mean, a lot of parents. That, you know, they expect everybody else to just put up with it. And I'm like, nope. If you're going to bring your one-year-old crying baby on a plane, it's your responsibility to keep him quiet because otherwise everybody else will hate you.
Muzzle it.
Well, muzzle it. Muzzle that. Right. Absolutely. Okay, so that's the first news for What the Fuck News. We actually got three stories today. Story number two.
I was going to talk about this.
Well, we're going to talk about that one last. That's my favorite story of the week.
Okay.
All right. But this one, Joe Vitale sent to us. By the way, if you're going to get What the Fuck News and I would prefer to get it in an email like Ty got it. You throw it up on the page, it kind of loses its luster. But this is great. So vagina-flavored beer is a thing. What a fantastic idea. I was waiting for that, you know? So the article reads, check your calendars. It's not April Fool's jokes, people. The mad scientist at the Order of Yawn made a vagina flavored beer. And as much as I love women, I can't help but ask, why the fuck?
Oh yeah. My God.
Yeah. I've been waiting for the vagina.
They take lactic acid bacteria from a vagina for this drink. Oh my God.
Secret lies in her vagina using high tech of microbiology. We isolate, examine, prepare lactate acid bacteria from vagina of a unique woman. So there's one woman that they've masked off.
This is the magic vagina. Allure, grace, this is the woman with the magic vagina.
Into the beer. Oh, man. You know what's great about this? And Vitaly said this as well. You know, what a great way to wash down the placenta. So thank you. That's right. Lynn, what do you think? Vagina tasting beer.
I'll pass.
But you like beer.
Well, it doesn't really apply to me.
I guess I wouldn't want to have penis flavored beer myself, so I could totally get that. You get a pass. David?
I like beer too, but I like my beer to taste like beer, not like vagina. If I want vagina, I will go eat vagina. If I want to have beer, I would like to have actual beer. So I don't, this is for the guy who just, I think this is for the guy who hasn't had vagina in so long. He's like, you know what? I need to get drunk and remember what vagina tastes like.
What? Why?
I don't know.
I never.
God, this is what the fuck news.
I know,
like,
I know.
Like,
that's what the fuck.
This is. I mean, people are fucking retarded, man.
Remember the day that you used to use? I'm gonna get really, really. I don't know. Do you ever try Altoids? By the way.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. We used to do the Altoid trick, right? And that made everybody happy. It made me happy. It made my partner happy. Everybody was happy with the Altoid trick. By the way, if you've never done the Altoid trick, you should go try it. It's not a bad deal. Works out for everybody. Win, win, win all the way around. So if the beer tasted like Altoids, I'm fucking in. But it doesn't. It's going to taste like something else. And I'm not trying to diss the something else. But part of being in love and showing someone that you love them is allowing yourself to take care of somebody in that particular fashion. And not gripe about it.
So yeah,
you licked the alphabet. Fucking Joe Stark made fun of me for it. Works great. Lick the alphabet. It says, article said, could this even be healthy or safe? They addressed that too long, explaining the crucial part of the project is to ensure the safety of the product. All the material is examined on the presence of other bacteria and viruses. So they're actually taking stuff and putting it in my beer. Although, you know, I like my Kentucky flavored beer. Kentucky bourbon beer is fucking amazing. God, isn't it, Austin?
Yes.
I drank four of them in 30 minutes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. What are your thoughts, Austin?
Yeah, no. I'm good. No.
Their very first batch was made from the lactic acid bacteria of Czech models.
Oh,
she looks pretty hot. You want to drink a beer that tastes like her, David?
No.
Okay.
I don't want my beer to taste like vagina, but thank you.
All right. Well, listen, if you would like to order some, I'm sure that you can.
You can donate and get one from your girlfriend.
I don't think my wife would appreciate that, but
okay. Lynn, do you want to donate? You want to donate? I have a nice beer. No? All right. I'm done talking about vaginas. Oh,
go to the next one.
They got you covered, lady stuff from a blonde haired model. Yeah. Anyway, that's our last What the Fuck story Brian gave to us. I actually found it a week ago. I was so excited. This is awesome. They have robots and everything. Again, in Japan, the Japanese turd robot.
This thing's
Japanese
awesome.
Turd robot.
This thing's awesome.
Yep. His name is Doro Dorobo, robot demon turd that walks around spewing diarrhea out of the top of his head. Why? More like, well, why not? Please sit down and don't call out.
Why not?
Yeah. A walking, shitting, demon turd robot. It's going to be try to steal my soul. I hope not. It's going to try to steal my bowels. I better not. Yeah. So it's
a robot.
You got this giant turd robot. Lynn, what do you think of him? Isn't he cute?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, should we get – let's get rid of Cuddles, and we could go ahead and get the giant turd robot. What do you think?
You can take care of it.
Well, it's designed to just make as big a mess as possible, right? So, you know, walking around and – honey, I made a mess. All right. Austin.
Can we all get some money and get one for Brian?
I think that that David's saving up his money to give it to Eric Wade. That's, I think.
Oh, okay.
What do you think, David? Dura Durable. It's like the top of every kid's stupid Christmas list.
That's top of no one's fucking Christmas list except for the asshole who designed it and wants money for it. That's fucking. There's so much wrong with human beings. We're just so fucked up.
I mean, isn't this great?
I mean, no, under the Christmas tree, not.
Dora Durable. Oh, we should totally. Everybody's got a GoFundMe now. That Dora Durable for David. David's Dora Durable. How about that, Austin?
All right.
Donate $10. David's Dora Durable, and I want a picture of it pooping all over the Christmas tree.
He opens it and it just starts pooping. Not.
That's right.
I'll fucking use my Eric Marable Harley Quinn bat and beat the fucking shit out of it.
Well, you wouldn't have to. It's going to shit all over itself for you anyway.
No.
All it does is walk in shit.
It's stupid.
Like a volcano. For those people who haven't seen the picture, it's fantastic. It's this big, giant, what is about a 2-foot turd?
Yeah,
with big evil eye, it's got eyes and everything.
Turd legs.
And it looks like a volcano, brown water spewing all over the. It's awesome. I mean, this is what you give you give it to somebody you don't like. That's why I'm saying you give it to Eric Wade and it'd be fantastic.
I wouldn't spend my money on it. If anyone spending their money on this is just fucking adding to the stupidity of human beings, and they should not exist.
You know, let's take a
spend
poll.
Spend your money on good shit, like a fucking t-shirt from Eric Marable of an Ewok fucking roasting a pork. That's the money. That's what you should be spending your
money
on.
Every one of those t-shirts has got a hidden pubic hair on it. Right, Cuddles? Those are great t-shirts. I'm actually having him commission one for me. It's going to be cool. Yeah. I liked Sturdy's picture. It was the best. He had a great t-shirt. A multicolored t-shirt? That was awesome.
I like that one.
I really like that one. I mean, did you get a Marable shirt, I'm assuming, right?
It's in the mail. It's on its way to me right now.
Well, you got a month at least or so before you have to go back. No. Does anybody want a Cuddles?
No.
No? Would you rather have dogs?
Honey, Lynn, would you rather have Dora Durabo or Cuddles?
Neither.
She like toss the fucking dog out with the door adorable.
It'd be a great gift to give, you know, kids, you know, like in their first and second birthday, you give them a Dora Durable. Because you used to give the parents all the noisy toys.
Are you out of your fucking mind?
Well, why
you're
not?
Gonna give a one you're gonna give a kid who already makes a fucking giant mess just by being themselves something else that makes a giant fucking mess that you're going to have to clean up?
Oh, I'm not going to have to clean it up. The parents are going to have to clean it up. So you get kids and their birthdays, you get them the noisy toys, right? You give them the drum sets and the tambourines and shit. That's what you do. You know, Madison's birthday is coming up.
You're the dude who buys fucking obnoxious toys for other people's kids just to fucking piss off the parents. That's fucked up.
No, it's not, because the kids love them. Right, Austin?
Right.
There you go. Austin loved all the noisy toys he got.
We all loved the noisy toys we got when we were kids.
Because, right.
But it drove our – and we know what it's like to be driven out of our fucking minds because those kids play with those fucking obnoxious toys.
Right. That's why. That's why you get them. It's not my kid. Here you go. Kids love this
exactly.
shit. Kids that's are gonna love Dora Adorable, man. He's cute and adorable, and he vomits shit out the top of his mouth. That's awesome.
There's nothing cute or adorable about it, Scott.
I still think we get a GoFundMe. Isn't that that's just awesome? I mean,
Dora Adorable.
That is totally cool.
David Isaac.
I will really consider my friendship status with anyone who contributes to buy in anything of the sort for anyone. I don't even care if you're like, you know what, even if we don't buy it for Dave, we're gonna buy it for someone. If you spend money on this fucking thing, you are all dumb in my eyes, and I question why I'm even friends with you. I mean, I can take, you know, I like Star Trek over Star Wars. That's at least, you know, an educated opinion and well thought out. This is just fucking stupid. This is an insult to humanity.
But it's fucking cool, man. Look at that.
It is not. It's not cool. That's the point, Scott. It is not cool. If it was cool, I'd be like, you know what? That's kind of cool. Go ahead. Spend money on it. Yay. No, it's fucking dumb. It's not cool. Not even in the slightest.
Well, you go build your own door adorable, David.
I don't want. I know.
Yeah.
Why?
Look at this.
Someone else already made it, and it's
dumb. He walks
dumb.
Through his shit. He shits out the top of his head, and then he walks through it, and then he trails it all over the house. It's amazing.
You can make one, David.
Stupid.
Where the
I have one. It's called Dogs. Motherfucker, I have 6 dogs in my house. I clean up shit all the time. I don't need a natted robot to fucking walk around after and clean up their shit too. All good. You want something to do that? Get an animal.
Yeah. He's talking about it. Dora Adorable, Ben. All right. Listen, if you would like to donate to David's Dora Adorable campaign, you could email us at leftoverarmy@gmail.com. And we'll take up a collection, and it'll be underneath the tree.
I will drop you all off Facebook quicker than you can even blink if that shows up at my house for Christmas. I will disassociate myself with you and be like, and before I do it, I will post all your pictures and be like, these dumb motherfuckers spent money on this stupid fucking thing that is just going to get thrown away. First off, they wasted their money on a stupid fucking thing. And then they wasted it even more sending it to me because I'm just going to destroy it.
Yeah, but that's the fun of it. That's, you know, that's part of the fun of it. So at any rate.
You and I have very different ideas of what's fun.
Come on, anything is funny even for a second, David. You got to think about it for a minute. That would be funny for about a second. Anyway, if you would like to donate to David's Dora Adorable, no, I'm just kidding. Final thoughts for today. Then we can let you go early. See, we have relinquished our time together.
Yes, we have actually.
David, anything you want to talk about before we let everybody go?
No. Don't spend your money on stupid shit. There's plenty of good shit out there to spend it on. Definitely not. Thor adorable, and go see Thor. It's really good. Even us old curmudgeon-y fucks who didn't give it quite as good as most people have given it, it's still really good and still really worth it. It's really entertaining.
Cool. Lynn, anything you want to say before we let everybody go?
Nope. I'm good.
You're good? How's Cuddles doing?
Good for right now.
All right. Cuddles is still alive at the moment, everybody. Still alive at the moment. Austin?
Dora Dora Bro Fund Me for David Isaac.
That's right.
You're an asshole.
We're both going to fly up to your house and deliver to you in person.
I'll fucking move. Honey, we got to move. Why? I'm getting stupid Christmas presents.
No, be honest with her. We got to move. Why? I'm getting a shit robot.
Yeah. Someone's sending me a shit robot, and I don't want to be here when it comes.
Make sure you pack up my vagina-flavored beer before we go.
Fucking so wrong.
Don't forget the muzzle.
Yeah. Muzzle the kids, honey. We're out of here.
Muzzle the kids. We're out.
We're out. All right, everybody. With that, that's a great call. Make sure you muzzle your kids. Don't be drinking any beer flavored like anybody's orifices. That's important because you know what's next, David. You know what's next? The asshole flavored beer is next.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Why not? They could do it. Why not? So anyway, don't be drinking any of those kind of things. Keep your fucking kids out of my yard at Halloween, and have a great week, everybody. Go see the movies. We're out.